Welcome back to another edition of Talk Nerdy to Me, brought to you from the Zia Comics Broadcasting Lair in beautiful downtown Las Cruces. I am your host, Troy Stegner. I have an unboxing for you guys. This guy, stop burying the lead, Troy. Okay, yeah. Boom. It's Nightcrawler. That's right. Kurt Wagner. I remember back when I was growing up, back in the 80s, man. He was the most popular X-Men out there. And then, you know, around 2010, if I remember correctly, they killed him off for a little while. And I think they left him dead for too long. And people kind of lost interest in him. And he's never really regained that popularity he used to have. Great character, man. Swashbuckling, you know, he's great with a sword. He's got the prehensile tail. He can lift quite a bit of weight with that tail. He's the one who made, if you've ever seen the Bamf, B-A-M-F, he's the one that made that popular. That would be the sound of when he teleports, you know, the air and the sulfur brushing in from where he left to where he goes. He'd make that Bamf, Bamf, Bamf. Trying to remember, Alan Cumming, I think, is the one who portrayed him in the movie. And Alan Cumming did a great job. I think he really captured the essence of Nightcrawler. They've more recently, made him very religious. He's a very devout Catholic. They've been trying. They used his character quite a bit in the Ten of Swords. Was it? The new X-Men stuff into the future, you know, it, a lot of his offspring like Cardinal and stuff are very, very prominent. He is the offspring of, and they cover this in the movies also, Mystique and Azazel. Azazel. You know, Mystique was kind of afraid, you know, something was going to happen to him, and she was going to be hung for having a blue child. You know, she could blend in. Kurt, nope, not so much. So, she put him in a river, and kind of Moses style. But later on, they retconned it to say that Azazel, you know, captured him before he went over the waterfall and took him to one of his mistresses. I mean, yeah, go figure, a demon has a mistress. Who knew? And she raised him, and she was a sorceress, but she was working in the circus, the Munich Circus, I believe. And so that's how she could hide her powers, you know, as part of the circus. He grew up as part of the circus, as part of the acrobats. I mean, he is a very adept acrobat. And man, I'm just looking at the box. This is amazing. You know, let's stop wasting time, man. Yeah, Troy, stop wasting time. Let's open this thing up. Look at that. Look at that. Yeah, like I said, his mom, Mystique, whose real name is Raven Darkholm. And it's kind of, you know, even after he knew that Mystique was his mama, he never stopped using his adoptive mom's last name of Wagner, Wagner. You know, he's German, so Wagner. That's also something they kind of retconned later on. I think it was Roy Thomas. They were trying to make the X-Men he wasn't one of the original X-Men either. They were trying to make the X-Men more international. Sort of like, hey, we need somebody German. Okay, Nightcrawler is now German. He was discovered by Professor X. The villagers, after they figured out he wasn't just acting in a suit, that he was actually a mutant, they were going to lynch him. And Mr. Xavier showed up in time to save him and say, hey, I'd really love to have you at my school for misfit mutants. And the rest is history. They gave him the old nickname of Nightcrawler. Okay, this is an Iron Studios 110 scale. You can correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe this works with the other Sentinel statues. You know, the huge Sentinel statues that have multiple other X-Men's. all over them. It's the correct scale because those are 1/10 scale also. And as you can see on the base, there is pieces of destroyed Sentinel. And we got his Banff Cloud here. That's that purple. It would always give that purple cloud out. Okay, this looks like it's just this little standalone cloud. Maybe that's where you can put his origin of where he's bamping from. And this is obviously, since it's got the spots for his feedies, that's gonna be where he is bamping to. And yes, I'm making bamf a verb. Oh, look at this. Oh, dude, the detail. I'm really liking this. This is, you know, Nightcrawler has the blue velvety skin. You don't really see much of the skin except for, you know, his face coming out of the top of the neck of the suit and his tail. But what I'm seeing so far, you know, there's not a lot to this statue, but dude, it is just, he's got the grimace or the growl, whatever you want to call it, typeface. Oh man. Okay, and as all Sideshow stuff is, it's keyed. He's got a little peg here on the bottom of his foot. And it is going to fit somewhere on, and usually on the Sideshow statues, you can see they have a little footprint also near the peg. So, you know, it makes it really hard to put it in wrong. If you try to force it in wrong, you'll see that, you know, the footprint ain't right. So we're going to try to get that lined up. Okay, there we go. And you don't want to force these things, so you know, you find the spot and just kind of wiggle it, and he goes right in there. Him fits there perfect. And then we got his big blue tail, big prehensile blue tail. Ooh, I didn't realize the tail was that long. Yeah, that's a, he has one heck of a tail. I'm looking, and it's, yes, it's keyed also. The part of the tail that goes into the back of the statue is keyed. It, you know, instead of just being square so you can put it in any which way, it's got one side kind of beveled off. So it, you know, really only goes in one way correctly. So we're just gonna kind of do that and kind of spin it till it fits. Look at the picture, see if that's right. Don't know. Because this is showing it coming way out here in front of him. I'm not so sure. There we go. So I kind of had to, the arm was getting in the way. It would be trying to push it in straight. So I just, you know, looped it over under his arm and then connected into his backside there. And the result is just an amazing likeness of Nightcrawler. You know, three toes, three fingers. Very acrobatic. I'm kind of digging the fact that they give you just a flat base for his origin cloud. You can put that anywheres. So, I mean, you could have him go from anywhere. You know, in the beginning, I believe they kind of made it where he really could only teleport where he could see. But then they kind of retconned it a little bit. He has... you know, and it used to tire him out. The farther he teleported, the more energy it took from him. They've kind of changed that here recently. Now he can, I mean, he's teleported several hundred miles at a time now. And in fact, at one point, I think Professor X gave him coordinates, just gave him coordinates, and he teleported to the coordinates, never having been there, never having seen it. So that was, you know, that was a little different. I guess whatever fits the story. But, you know, he can teleport himself and, you know, a small number of other people or, you know, weight, mass. When he teleports, of course, his clothes go with him so he doesn't pop out all naked. So, yeah, I'm really liking it. In fact, I think that's how he died in 2010, if I remember correctly. He teleported somewhere, and I think it was Bastion. I could be wrong. One of the other stuck their arm out, and he teleported basically and merged with dude's arm, and that jacked him up pretty hard. And but he was still able to grab Hope Summers, who is the daughter of, you guessed it, Cyclops, Jean, and he teleported her out to safety before he passed. And long story of how he was able to come back. That's a story for a different statue. But anyway, this one, he is, they're tearing up the Sentinel. I'm not sure why he's popping up at this point on the Sentinel. But I guess you could put him anywhere. Maybe he's going to teleport from here to somewhere else and do some, van damage. But yeah, this, I'm really like, it's a really simple statue. Dude, we got like, you got the base, the cloud, which you don't have to worry about putting, you can put that anywhere. The body, it's all one piece, and the tail. So you're looking at 1, 2, 3, total of 4 pieces counting the origin cloud BAMF. But you know, that doesn't make it any less impressive. It's really, really pretty cool. Muscles all sculpted in there, good shading on the paint. Let me get another close look at the face. His eyes are always glowing. He's got the yellowy glowing eyes. Blue velvety skin, classic Nightcrawler suit. And man, yeah. I would love to see this next to the other 3 Sentinels. I don't think the 3rd Sentinel's come out yet. I think it's just the first 2, but I would love to see this bad boy right up next to those Sentinels. I believe they got some of the other ones. He's not one of the ones that, there were some figures that are actually on the Sentinel statues, with your Wolverine, and I think it was Juggernaut, Colossus, Angel, Magneto, a couple of the others off the top of my head. And this is the correct scale. And he's not already on any of those statues. So I'm saying if it's not meant to go with the single statues, you can put it right next to him and it's going to fit right in, man. So there you have it, man. The Nightcrawler 110 scale from Iron Studios. Quick, simple little statue, but it does not lack in detail and coolness. Especially if you're a Nightcrawler fan like I am. I grew up in the, during the 80s. That's when I was reading the comics. And like I said, Nightcrawler back then, he was the man. He was probably one of the most popular X-Men before they killed him, left him dead for too long, and people just kind of push him to the wayside. That's what happens. Like in comics, nobody stays dead long. Okay, if you like this unboxing and you'd like to see more like it, subscribe, man. It's free. It don't cost you nothing. And while you're at it, once you hit the bell icon, you'll be notified whenever we put up a new video. And until you see that new video, later, nerds. Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl, in an RPG?